The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. It's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Here we go. Thanksgiving tomorrow, 5 after 6 o'clock. Doesn't that make you feel good? You listen to that music. You know what? I've decided. Despite it all, you're right. I feel we are right in our political outlook of this crazy world. And the election was hijacked. You know it. You know it. You saw what was happening. And we're going to move on, and we're going to be positive. And you know what we're going to do? They're trying to hijack our Thanksgiving. They will try to hijack you and I going to church or a synagogue or a mosque. They will try to hijack Christmas. I'm telling you, it's all power and it's all control. I don't even know they know that they do it, some of these politicians, but it's pathological. You and I, we're going to enjoy Thanksgiving. I want you to embrace it. I want you to feel good about it. I want you to reach out. There's a long-lost family member that you haven't talked to. Give him or her a call. Just say, hey, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving, or a friend or something like that. Because you know what? At one point, you can get frustrated. You could be dank and you could be dour like the Democrats are. And not all Democrats. I mean, like the socialists are. You know, they're never enough for them. All they do is whine and complain. I have not seen one initiative come out of the Biden administration, not one, that would help you and I. And so let's just embrace what we have and what we have here on the radio. We're so thankful for you listening every single morning. Me on the radio for 6.5 years. Who in the name of goodness gracious would believe it? But they don't know. They don't know what we do. They don't know what we talk about. They don't know how smart you are, how astute you are when you call and you come up with, oh, well, really? You start thinking, you know? And now I know you're upset about the election. It totally hijacked, totally ripped apart. The whole thing, what you think when you say, you follow the pandemic as it goes into trying to all they want to do. They could care less about getting a vaccine. They could care less about you and I getting better. All they want to do is shut us down and get President Trump out of office. And it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. Mayor Giuliani's coming on the show. And Mayor Giuliani, they've just gone so after Mayor Giuliani. He's got some things to say. You may want to tune in the 9 o'clock hour with Mayor Giuliani, because you can't stop fighting. You can't stop fighting. And even if Joe Biden is in, you can't stop fighting. We've got to get, what in the name of God are we sending voting machines or our voting results to foreign countries? And what's the South America connection? And I don't think we've heard the last of Sidney Powell either. I'll tell you that right now. I disagree with some folks. I think she's right on top of it, and I think she's going to come out. And it's even if it comes out better late than never, it's got to be brought up. We've got to change that. And no, ever, ever again, just like you said, no more mail-in voting. No more. Just don't. You can't do it. It's fraud. It just reeks fraud. And the president said it, and he was the only one. The only thing that gets me upset is that the diabolic demonic Democrats, you know, they're and there's a group that are just so mean. They knew what was going on, and they stole the election fair and square. That's the phrase I have. They went in. They knew they were stealing it. You see how calm they were? Too calm. You don't keep your candidate in a basement. You just don't get. You do not do that. And they did. And they got away with it. They knew what was happening. And I get upset with some of the folks in the campaign around President Trump that they didn't see it coming. He saw it coming. And it reminded me of when we patriots had the House, had the Senate, the House, and the White House. There were 2 years there. You forget, right? President Trump puts everybody in office. Paul Ryan's running things in the House. It's a mess. It's like they were against the president. And despite it all, the president accomplished more in 3.5 years than any other president in history. In history, yes, in history. You know, that was good, things that were good for the United States. And the Republicans are like sometimes President Trump's worst enemy. This is my opinion, by the way. They should have stepped up. They should have seen this. But the Republicans aren't good at mean. They're not good at mean. Oh, Democrats got it down to an art form. Oh, they are good. They're good. They could tell you things. They'll impeach the president, and there's nothing there. And then all, and the, I guess because they have the press in their back pocket when they do the impeachment, and there's nothing there, and it's a laughing stock and an embarrassment, the biggest hoax in political history. Do you think that stopped them? They go on. They go on, and people still listen to them. You know, and listen to them and say, oh, and they bring Joe Biden out, and the press still goes on, doesn't even apologize. They don't apologize. Yet we can't ask Joe Biden about Hunter. What happened with those laptops? What did happen with those laptops? I should ask Mayor Giuliani about that, too, because he's the guy that broke the story. And even if, cause I guess what mainstream media is saying, that the Russians, of course, or the Russians put the story in the put the laptop out. Did they get the laptop to that guy, to that blind guy in Delaware? Well, you can't make this up. Is that the Russians? Did the Russians do that? And if they did, why? And don't you want to investigate it as a reporter? Don't you want to see? And if there's fraud, the way there is fraud, and there is proof, don't you want to go for a Pulitzer Prize or something and run it down as a reporter? They don't care. They'll put their guy in. And if you saw Joe Biden, he's bringing John Kerry back. It's like the monsters are back, you know?
John Kerry, I am the climate czar.
What the heck is the climate czar?
The iceberg is moving, and I'll be back tomorrow.
What? John Kerry is back. Are you kidding me? And then he goes, to introduce somebody, Joe Biden does yesterday, and he goes, oh, he helped us, I swear to goodness, he goes, they helped us with the Iran nuclear deal. Oh, that's great, bring that guy back. Are you going to give $150 billion on pallets in the middle of the night on a plane in the dark of night? Are you going to do that too? Where's the press on all of this? Where's the press? Oh my goodness, you and I see it. So I'm thankful that you get it, because sometimes you think you're nuts. I think I'm nuts. I go, is it me? Oh, Piscopo, he's a Trump guy. That's like they just dismiss you as that. Ah, he's a Trump guy. And that is their argument. We're patriots. We love this country. And the president said two words, America first. And I believe in that. And now they said, and even a guy I used to have such an admiration for, Mad Dog Mattis, General Mattis, goes, oh, America first doesn't work in foreign policy. Right. Let's just do the endless wars that we've been doing, General. That's what they want. And the president's the first guy to step up and go, no, we're worrying about America first. They're so concerned. This quote unquote Biden administration, if they get in, are so concerned to our standing in the rest of the world. Do you care? When I get up, and I got to take care of my kids, and I got to go now battle at the supermarket today and see if there's a turkey available, because I'm late on getting my turkey, and I'll go get the turkey. And now I got to pay my taxes, and now I got to worry about business, and then I got to worry about shows coming up in a couple weeks, and I got to worry about taking care of my children so they don't catch a virus that the medical community in the United States of America and around the rest of the world cannot contain, that I have to shut down. And I have to be careful. These are my problems. I worry about my community first. I worry about my family first. I worry about America first. I'm going to worry about the rest of the country. I love the rest of the world. We're going to Italy. I've been to France. I've been to Japan. I've been to all over. I've been to Peru. By the grace of God, and I love people all over the world. And we are all are magnificent children of God. But right now, America first. It's the only thing that's going to bring us back. And the stock market jumps 30,000. You see that? The stock market jumps at 30,000, which I just think is spectacular for the first time. And the president, he walks out, he does a press conference to take credit for it, right? And then, of course, they give Joe Biden the credit for it because he's picking Janet Yellen as the Fed chair. So, you know, we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. But don't give up yet. I want to, in my heart, I want something to break election-wise, something where one judge, and Rudy will tell you about it, one judge, and he goes, or she goes, no, this was fraud. This was fraud. And take it to the Supreme Court. So it goes to the House. And by some remote miracle, President Trump stays president. Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
How great would that be? And I know it's a long shot. I understand that. But and again, forgive me. I do love the drama of it all. You know, so I'm guilty as charged. So just, you know, anyway, just please stand fast. Don't get crazy. You're such a good person. I know you are. And I'm telling you, Joe's telling you, I hear it. I know it. And you're kind enough. What we've created on this radio family, we're in this together, and we will get through this together. Whether you support the president or not, whether you can't stand the president or not, whether you think he can concede or not. I'm going on TV today. People, oh, you can't go on. Don't, Joe, don't go on Fox. I said, you know what? Fox has always been good to me. Always been good to me. They fill seats for me. By the way, so I will go on because I don't want to shut out people just because of politics. It's not good. It's not good in your life to do that. Let's listen to the debate. And the one thing about this 30,000, the stock getting 30,000, is President Trump meant one thing, money. He meant success. He really, when President Trump came in, all of a sudden, I'm telling you right now, I saw the building boom in New York. I saw my work, just me, little old me. I started working constantly. People, and then I saw the stock market. I put it in the hands of my son, Joe. He's much smarter than I am. But all of a sudden, wow, all these stocks start. I go, wow, it's all President Trump. He means money. It's money. They throw the virus, and then he still recovers from the virus. They still recover, make the country recover from the virus. And now I'm a little skeptic with Joe Biden, but if he puts in some people who were dinosaurs and were the swamp, I'm afraid of slipping back to those Obama years, you know, where they were just, there was nothing. You're always leading from behind. That's what everybody says. Leading from behind. America last. And that's what they're worried about. They're more worried about our standing. They're more worried about the Paris Climate Accord. I could care less. I love Paris. Oh, who doesn't love Paris? Do I care about the Climate Accord? No, I don't care about that.
John Kerry,
John Kerry, seriously? You can't make it up. Hey, a shout out to these two police officers who got shot in Queens, Officer Christopher Wells and Joseph Murphy. They suffered injuries. Christopher Wells suffered a broken femur. Joseph Murphy suffered injuries to his hand. That was to his hand. This is a whole nother story in Queens. It's the constant violence and crime that goes on in New York these days. So we support the NYPD. We applaud the NYPD for stepping up. And we wish these officers all the very, very best because they put their lives on the line for us. And we must never, ever, ever forget that. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's great to have you with us. It is Thanksgiving. So yesterday, I got to tell you before we break, so I got to do all my errands and I'm running around. And so, long story short, only me. I'm such a dork dad. I really am. I am Mr. Mom. So after the show, we get through everything. And then the kids went to pick up their mother. The mother had went to the dentist or needed something. And so now Mikey's car had some trouble. So I said, I said, Mikey calls it, Dad, it's shimmying a little bit. You know the word. I go, stop right there. Pull over on the road. I'm coming to get you. And I'll take you to your mom's. Because me, I worry about everything, you know. So they pull over the car and on Route 78. I haul out over there, you know, and I pick up the kids. You know, Mike says, I might get the car back. We'll get that fixed. And I take the girls over to their mom. And now where she was, and they got all the girls together, and they all went home together. Now I'm close to my mother. And if you're like me, if you're Italian, that and you're in like a 50-mile radius of your mother, you're going to go visit mom. You know that's true. So I'm close. I'm going to go visit mom. Mom, I'm coming over. Oh, Joseph, come on over. So I go, great. So now I'm going to get flowers. I'm in the country a lot. And this whole pandemic has put us all off our game. I went into a county called Essex County in New Jersey. That's where I was brought up. Essex is a great county, you know, and out of Newark, you know, up Bloomfield Avenue. It's so much busier than where I am in the country out in another county called Hunterdon County. Oh, my gosh. I mean, people are driving. It's like when you go into New York. You know? But I guess I prepare for it in New York. But up and down Bluefield Avenue, I'm trying to parallel park to go to the florist. The cars are whizzing by. I'm like the guy, dork dad from the country. Hi there. I'll get my SUV in there. Hold on. I should have put my hand out like the, you know, hold on. I should have had a guy behind me guiding me in. So I park the car horribly. I go in.
Keep it coming. Back it up.
You know, I needed one of those guys. So then listen. Then I finally park it, and it's all parked wrong. But I said, I go to florist is closed. What? I go, I know there's another florist around the corner. So I take the car. I go in. I find a space. I go in. Yes, it's open. I said, thank you. And I got flowers, and I ran them over to my mom. I said, I had to do it. Now, if you look at the picture, I posted it online, you know, and there's a picture, and it looks like I'm right there with my mom. There is a glass door between us. I think this shutdown, everything's manufactured. This virus, everything about it is just a manufacturer's to take out President Trump and to take you and me out of the picture. That's what this, and it was to get Joe Biden. They did the mail-in ballots. Everything was orchestrated for the election. This whole pandemic, they played for it. They don't care about you or I, but I'm not taking it for granted. I'm very, very careful. When you're around your parents, for example, your grandparents, you got to be careful. So it was a good picture. And there was a glass door right there in front of us, and I took that shot, and just wanted to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, you know, and most of all my mother. God bless her for all that she's done, putting up with me all those years. Holy moly, I don't even want to think about it. Joe on the radio at 6:20. Debbie is back. Yay! Yes. Hi, Debbie. Yes. How you doing?
Hi. I love that picture of you and your mom. That looks awesome.
Thank you, Debbie. It looks like I'm right next to her, kind of, right? That's a glass door in front of us, just to keep the germs out, you know.
Aww.
And then tomorrow we're going over, and I'm taking all the kids over, and we're going to be on the deck, and I'm still going to keep distance, just in case. I don't know what's going on. No one knows until the vaccine, which is going to be now out in December already, which is great. Thank you, Donald Trump. But it's going to be. I'm being careful up until then, Deb. You're going to have a little gathering, are you?
You know, Sunday we had a big gathering at my brother's house, but it was outside, and we had the fire pit going, and everybody was
that's a great idea.
Was fun. Yeah, and then we're going to have a gathering at my parents' tomorrow, but like some people are coming over early, my brother and his family, then my sister and her family will be over later. You know, we're spacing it all out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Fire pit, good idea on the
deck.
We did that.
It was... In the backyard, they have the deck, and then you put the fire pit deck.
Yep,
it was so fun. We had a great time Sunday. It was fun.
Deb, nice to hear your voice, and welcome back. And always great to have you with us. 6:21, Debbie's on the road. We got a show, Deb. Look at this. Gianna Colbo, my buddy. Gianna Colbo on. Stephen Moore is on. Frank Fusaro. We're going to talk to Frankie Fusaro, my buddy. Mayor Giuliani will check in, and he's got some news to break on the show. Sheriff Sean Golden from Monmouth County doing a great job there. And the one, the only, Chaz Palminteri, Academy Award-nominated actor, my buddy, from the Bronx Tale. And, man, he's so true to his community. He's kind enough to join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Right now, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, everybody. Hey, guys, let's see what's happening here on 95, the New England Thruway southbound, slowing down by exit 18, getting down through Westport. Actually, this is 95 in Connecticut, so it's 95 south into Westport. Watch out for an accident once you get down toward the New England Thruway, moving okay. Watch for some slowdowns as you take a ride to the Throgs Neck Bridge with some ongoing construction. The Cross Bronx westbound slowing down at Rosedale Avenue. We're getting reports of an accident right on that ramp, so definitely steer clear of that one. And watch for some slowdowns as well on the Cross Island North at Bell Boulevard with an accident. New Jersey Transit North Jersey coastline remains suspended between South Amboy and New York's Penn following yesterday's train derailment over in Perth Amboy. And it looks like the Hudson River crossings are off to a pretty nice start. No problems to report there. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 58 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-800-800. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We have our senator from New York State, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, on the line. We've been getting a lot of questions about what can be done in these mass shootings. Are there any solutions being discussed on the Hill?
There are a number of things we have to do. One is to have universal background checks. You know, there is a right to bear arms, and people who want to have a gun should be able to get one, but only if they're not felons, if they're not adjudicated mentally ill, if they're not spousal abusers. That's all the background check law does, and it has the support of 90% of the people. So we are going to be making a strong effort here on the Hill to deal with background checks. We're also looking at banning clips of more than 10 bullets.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I love Relief Factor. I had such a good time in Seattle. I was out in Seattle. A lot of things happening in Seattle overnight. You see all that? Oh, my goodness gracious, politically. But I got to tell you, beautiful town. And we went on the outskirts by toward Bellevue Seattle, right? Kirkland, actually, the area, I think it was. And we went to the brand new warehouse of Relief Factor with Pete and Seth Talbot. We shot this actually in the warehouse. It was so cool. So you see these pallets of thousands of Relief. I'm telling you, everyone is taking Relief Factor, and I want you to get on this this pain-free situation that we could put you in, because people are always complaining about it. What can we do about it? You got to try it. And Pete and Seth came up with a 3-week quick start for $19.95, just to see if we can get you out of pain. And then they have the quick start, you know, and I saw all the packages, and I'm like a geek. I go, wow, where do you make this? I found out where they make it, how they make it, how they ship it. And then all the Relief Factor folks were there that work with Pete and Seth. It's a great fit. And I knew it, and I told you that. I said, Pete and Seth are good guys, right? I said, they're good guys. They're two men of faith. Father, son. How great is that? So I tell you about Relief Factor because I think it worked for me, it could work for you, because I couldn't get that knee out of pain. And by the way, I don't want to jinx it. I'm lifting my shoulder. I'm doing like putting my elbow out and lifting my shoulder, making a circular motion with my shoulder. And, you know, I have got no pain there, and I had pain there. And that, listen, and I'm just telling you, this is not a clinical study. This is not a FDA thing. This is Joe telling you. My pain has gone since I've been taking Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Will you please just go to ReliefFactor.com? A good Christmas present, too. It's a nice surprise for your parents or your grandparents. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Is that John Kerry music?
Yes.
John Kerry scares me. He scares me. It's like, man, oh, man.
Unbelievable. Hey, it was good to see President Trump come out celebrating the stock market hitting 30,000. And then he came out and he pardoned a turkey, corn, and cob. Pardoned them. I was hoping General Flynn kind of just came out from behind, you know, the South Lawn General. And they, by the way, like the pardon of turkeys and General Flynn while I'm at it. So we'll see what's going on with that. And I have to tell you, too, this is with the greatest of humility that I tell you, there is a website on Instagram, or there's an Instagram site, and it's called Dropkick Blues. So they have everything from Jimi Hendrix to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and they have all the great blues artists on it. They called and they asked my son, Michael, to interview him live today at 5 p.m. on Dropkick Blues. How cool is that? And I got to tell you, and I know you feel the same way about your kids, about your family, so I do this with the greatest of humility, and just always with the greatest of humility and appreciation for this kid that is my son, and he's great. He's got the gift of the guitar, so he will be 5 p.m., and I'm going to tweet it out in a second. And Dropkick Blues, 5 p.m. Eastern, and they'll be interviewing Mikey Music. Mikey P. Music, that's what his Instagram is, avatar is, whatever you call it. But this is so cool. Al, did you see this, how cool this is?
I did. You sent it to me yesterday. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you for your comment, too. Instagram Live, Mikey Piscopo, Dropkick Blues. So I'm excited about it. And he's like, now it's so wild. Cause Dad, what am I going to talk about? I go, just talk about how you came to love the guitar, your influences. Tell him how great your father is.
That's good. You got that in there. That was the second thing. That's good. That's good.
I know. And then I sent something, and I don't want to take any attention away. I just say, hey, Mikey, God bless, good luck. And they posted that, but he did this on his own, man. Did this on his own.
Yeah.
And he's got. And when Federico Castelluccio, remember Federico?
Sure.
On Sopranos, he was Furio on the Sopranos. This is a great guy. He's a classic artist. He's got an eye for art like nobody else. And he is just. I always say Federico Castelluccio, like I say about Chaz Palminteri. Everything great about Italian Americans, you know. And Furio came from Italy, came over. He's the guy that sent me while I'm on the plane a text saying, wow, I saw this kid Mikey Piscopo, he's spectacular, do you know him? Yeah, well, kind of, I do. So anyway, so no, thank you for letting me just indulge a little bit.
That's
with
awesome.
My children.
Well, that's I would have answered you back sooner. Unfortunately, I was being accosted by a shopper at Target yesterday.
What happened?
I had to go to Target to pick up a few things. My wife asked me to get her green tea bag. So, okay, so I'm going down the aisle, and a woman is standing there, and she has her cart. Now, this is the most annoying thing. You know the aisles in shopping places, right, like Walmart and Target? They're large aisles. She has her cart in the middle of the aisle that I can't get past. So now, normally, I would just move the cart aside and keep going. But it's COVID.
Wait, stay right there. You would move someone else's cart.
Yes, under normal circumstances, but we're not in normal circumances anymore, right? It's COVID. You don't know where the cart has been, whatever this, and everybody's wearing a mask. You don't want to offend anybody. So politely, I said, excuse me, ma'am, would you mind moving your cart? She gives me this look with her eyes because she can't see her face with the mask, right? Gives me this look and then says under the mask as if she was muttering it, which people are doing lately. But, you know, by the way, I can hear you. She goes, oh, like you're so special. So I said, you know what I said to her? I looked right at her. I said, yes, I am special. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. And I kept going. Now, unfortunately, the aisle I was in didn't have the tea bags. So I go to the next aisle.
She comes down the aisle again. That's the worst.
And she's giving me this dirty look. And I said, listen, I'm looking for my happy tea bags. Leave me alone. I need to calm down.
You know, it's terrible if someone's in your way. And then do you find that people do kind of stalk you in the store? Is it me? Because it's not just who you are. They just kind of go around and they don't. It's like the lemming mentality. They're going to follow you from aisle to aisle.
If you shop at the same time every week and you see the same people, it's almost like that acknowledgement. Yeah. Like, yeah, how you doing? They're strangers, but we're here again.
Well, you know what, too? I can't stand the guys. I always talk about this. It's so true. Men will just stand in the aisle and stare at whatever they're looking at.
What do I get? Do I buy the big box of Lucky Charms?
And you see the mind going,
Elf cereal. This is great. I love Will Ferrell.
What did she tell me? What did she tell me to get? They don't remember. And then I'll go around. I'll be shopping. And like 15 minutes later, I'll come back. And the guy's still standing there staring.
See, but that's my wife. My wife hates to food shop. So there are times we'll go food shopping, and she's looking in an aisle, like the chip aisle, and she's like, "Oh, there's so many chips here." And I'm like, yeah. "I'm like, come on, let's go. We gotta go."
One of the most 6:33. Forgive me. This might seem it's not inappropriate, but I'm just saying. Uh-oh. One of the coolest things I saw was I saw a gal, and she did bonsai shopping. It was one of the most.
Did you get a number?
No.
I did. I actually did.
Hi. Hi. You're a bonsai shopper like me?
She gave it to me. Because I had to say to her, I said, "This, I have to tell you, and I'm not being inappropriate. I don't mean to be inappropriate by any means, with great respect. You are the best shopper I've ever seen."
Was she continuing to move while you were trying to talk to her?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
She's bending down. She's squatting down. She's running. She goes to the next aisle. It was like a sport. Watching a great sporting event. You know. I said, "Man, I want that by a hero."
Hey, where'd you meet your new wife? In the Walmart.
But we were bonsai shopping. I don't understand. If you spend more than 15 minutes at a grocery store, like today, I think I'm gonna.
Oh no! You avoid the store today. You're supposed to get all your stuff beforehand. You go to a supermarket today. You're an idiot.
I know. I'm gonna jump on TV, and then I'm gonna be late, and I am an idiot. I'm gonna go. I don't know what else to
do. Good luck.
Did you even get a turkey yet?
Did not get a turkey.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
You'll find one.
You shop at ShopRite?
Well, I shop at ShopRite, or I go to this place called.
Because you can get a free turkey.
I go to this.
If you spend $400,
you get a free turkey. Al.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because I'm a good customer, you mean, like that?
Yeah, if you spend $400 at ShopRite in New Jersey, you get a free turkey, but it's frozen, so by the time you thaw it out, it'll be Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point. If you haven't started thawing your turkey now, I mean, you know, in the last couple of days, forget it.
Well, I like the way they're telling us, the way with the pandemic, they want to ruin everything. Don't get a turkey, get a turkey breast. Get a breast. Right. Just get a little bit. How about I
make
it
sure
slices?
It's only for five
Can I get slices
people?
At the deli?
Don't get it for more than 10.
How about if I get slices at the deli? Can I do that?
Commandant Murphy will be on you if you buy a turkey that serves more than 10.
Can I get turkey slices at the deli? Get a club sandwich. Right
see,
right
I, you know what? I can see Joe. Yeah, I'll take a 3/4 pound of turkey, paper thin. That's Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Hey, we got a lot. We're going into Thanksgiving, and I want you, as you listen, please, and I respectfully submit, let me put it that way, that you enjoy Thanksgiving. You embrace the holidays. They're trying to take it away, and they really are. They took the election away, and they really did. And you know, and I'm not being wacky or crazy. I'm not. And I'm so tired of people yelling. Look what they did. We will break it down today, and we will be pragmatic and objective and hopefully amicable. But it's like, don't get bitter about it, because that's what they want. You know, stand fast and stand steady, because it's not over yet. He's still got a couple good, strong weeks. And Mayor Giuliani's going to let us know what's going on today. Because this, the more I think about it, the more egregious it is. And the farther we are away from the election, the more I see what they did. And there was a diabolic genius to it. And they smoked us. They smoked. No, they didn't. Let me take that back. They didn't smoke us. They smoked the Republicans in charge of the campaign. They really did. They smoked them. And I'm sorry to say that. They just knew. They should have been after it. They should have known they were going to steal those votes. They should have been on top of it. You got to be as diabolic as the Democrats were. Using the virus to get people in office, it's exactly what they did. And it backfired in Congress. And hopefully it will backfire in the Senate January 5th. But and again, with due respect to everybody who works so hard for the president, because you lose with 73 million votes. Does that not tell you something's wrong? And I mean, somebody had to be watching that. Somebody had to be knowing that the Democrats were going to do something diabolical. You know who knew? The president. Weren't they listening when he said something's going on here? You know, they smoked us, and it makes me very upset, but we're just going to stay steady. We're going to enjoy Thanksgiving, and we're going to just never, ever, ever forget what they did. And don't forget, it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. I don't care what they say. He should concede. Joe Biden's doing and how boring is this Biden presidency going to be? I'm dying. I'm watching it. And I'm watching it. It's like, oh my God, John Kerry, and he's bringing out one person after another. There's no heart. There's no soul. These are lifers. These are lifelong bureaucrats that will be running the United States. And they're more a concern at our standing around the world than helping you and me. Did you hear what I'm saying? They're more concerned about our standing. We're back. We're going to be back. America's back. America came back under Donald Trump. You lost it under Barack Obama and Joe Biden. It was lost under George W. Bush. We were wandering, lost, aimlessly. President Trump put America first, and we showed up. And we showed the rest of the world, and they were scared of us, too. And between you and I know we got a break. I'm sorry we're going late here. But I worry about people looking at us, and now they're going to open up and let everybody come into the country. And we're going to just say, oh, we love everybody else. And they're going to just come in. They're going to use us. And China, front and center. They got their Manchurian candidate. So you and I have to be vigilant, but don't get bitter. Just get ready for a fight. Stand fast, you know, onward and forward, as Poppy used to say. But don't get bitter, don't complain, don't get depressed. Rise it up, enjoy Thanksgiving. We're a great people, we're a great nation. And you know what, you and me, we're not going nowhere. Joe on the radio, 639. Big Al is the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
46 degrees at 639. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One restaurant on Staten Island is claiming itself an autonomous zone, meaning it won't follow coronavirus restrictions. Keith McLarney, the co-owner of Old Mac's Public House, says it could be facing permanent closure because of the pandemic. He posted a sign on the restaurant's window essentially saying the restaurant would not abide by the rules put in place by Mayor de Blasio or Governor Cuomo. McLarney says he's still following COVID-19 precautions and isn't sure what's going to happen if the city tries to shut the restaurant down. Police officers across New Jersey are now required to wear body cameras. Governor Murphy signed the legislation yesterday mandating all patrol officers wear the technology. It also regulates the use of body-worn cameras by law enforcement officers, which means the technology can't be worn in places like schools, houses of worship, and hospitals. Murphy says it's a major step forward in promoting transparency and building trust between police and the communities they serve. In sports, several former Giants and Jets are among 25 semifinalists for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Former Giants are linebacker Carl Banks, while the former Jets are guard Alan Faneca and safety Steve Atwater. Inductees will be revealed at the Super Bowl. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. North Jersey coastline remains suspended between South Amboy and New York's Penn following yesterday's derailment over in Perth Amboy. Let's see what's happening here as you take a ride over to 95 southbound exit 18 in Westport. That's an accident involving a tractor trailer fire, so watch for that. Traffic is moving solely in Coram over on 112 getting into Middle Country Road. That's an accident investigation over on the island to watch for. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on the Cross Bronx westbound, the ramp into Rosedale Avenue. Watch for an accident there as well. Garden State Parkway northbound building 144 up through 145. Prepare for some slowdowns there. Taking a ride to the inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all moving smoothly. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 58. Tomorrow, rain likely for Thanksgiving, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round. Whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solair infrared grills from besthotgrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solair has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solair delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solair infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solair, they'll think of you. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about the amazing Solair infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Plus, the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow. Uh-huh.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
What makes Patriot Mobile different among all wireless carriers? It's their drive to support conservative values instead of those groups you want to avoid, like Planned Parenthood and other liberal causes. At Patriot, they kneel before God and stand for the anthem. That's how they're different, and that says a lot. Here's more reasons to switch today. The only Christian conservative cell phone provider that is now number one in customer satisfaction of all wireless companies. You'll find a plan that will fit any budget, and when you talk to their U.S.-based customer service team, you get answers, and you have the broadest coverage possible of any provider on dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks. Switch and support today. The First and Second Amendments, sanctity of life, the needs of veterans and first responders. There's real power in your cell phone bill. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Patriot Mobile, like you, they love America. The country's only Christian conservative cell phone provider.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I love Route 22 Toyota. I always tell you about my friends at Route 22 Toyota, like Iggy and Alex Gensella. Their entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing. When you go to the state-of-the-art service center over there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And then for qualified buyers, I keep telling you every morning about 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Here, can I give you the number, please, for Alex and the team? 855-621-9949. No dummies over there, just family, everybody who cares about you. Everyone is going to Route 22 Toyota. Everybody, they're just going there. I'm telling you, they got this spectacular showroom. You got to see it. But you can start here by calling 855-621-9949. Say, I heard you on Joe's show, and they will get you driving, and you do a test drive, right? And you could be driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years. Are you kidding me? That is the smart way to buy. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota because I love telling you good things in the morning. You know I do. So now, if you call 855-621-9949, ask for Alex, you know, and the team over there, Route 22 Toyota. You want to get your car serviced? You want to buy a car? Route 22 is where you want to go. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Ah, you make me feel so young.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
I'm gearing up for a Frank Sinatra kind of tribute, and I'll tell you what, that's in a couple weeks. I'll let you know what I'm doing there, and I believe it will be on video, but I'm going to put the band together. We're going to do a little something. Oh, yeah. You know, we can't stay locked down forever. You just can't. And I know there's danger, and I know that they got the Gestapo out after all of us, which is unbelievable. They're sending people out to break us up, and then they do whatever they want to do. You know, but you got to work. We got to be out there. It's time. And you know what? I have a question. Maybe you can answer me this question. What is going on with the medicine that they have out there? I've asked you this every morning. What is with the, why won't they allow doctors to give medicine? And I have a friend. She's a great gal, energetic, in shape. She gets COVID, the Wuhan virus. She gets the COVID thing, you know? And she's scared. And I go, well, just ask them for the hydroxychloroquine. Ask them for the remdesivir. They won't give it to her. Now, why won't they? Can someone explain to me why they don't try to at least contain it while they can? If they listened, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm objective enough to listen, certainly. But if the president of the United States, if the president goes, we have hydroxychloroquine, which may work. He says early on in March, I guess it was. So don't you say, oh, really? Doesn't the press go, oh, really? Well, let's check it out. Well, there are some cases, if you take it 5 years straight, you might have some heart problems. But look at the statistics. Study it like I did. 5 years straight, take the Z-Pak, take the zinc. And they won't give the medicine out. And what about the mix, the Regeneron mix that the president had? Now that's just coming out now. But for some reason, it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, they dogged any medicine to come out. And it seems like they wanted to keep us down. And then I'm suspicious of this. All of a sudden now, if it's not for the president, we have no vaccine at all. Because I'm telling you, when I tell you that I lived through the 1980s and I remember the devastation of AIDS, you know, to the gay community, and it was out there all over, and people were dying, man, in West Hollywood and all around. All of us lost so many friends during the AIDS epidemic. And you go like, well, they got a vaccine, right? They do not have a vaccine for AIDS yet. They don't. And they do a cocktail, like I keep telling you. So now they come up with this vaccine, but I'm feeling like because President Trump has this vaccine out so quickly, which is great, but the people that won't give the medicine out, the medical community, are they invested in that vaccine? And it's an objective question. Do you have people in the medical community invested in the vaccine, so now they're going to make billions and trillions of dollars off the vaccine, so they don't want to give you medicine because that would offset your need for the vaccine? Am I being conspiratorial here? But it's I just don't know what it is, because when I tell people, you know, I've done research, and I'm walking proof. I keep my immune system up, and I always tell you I do that by taking Balance of Nature. I tell you that, right? And that's what I do. So now, if I get nicked by the virus a little bit, they thought it was a false positive. They weren't sure what it was. But you know me, hypochondriac, I took the hydroxychloroquine immediately. Y'all take it. Okay, give it. Where is it? Right here. Oh, freak. I took it immediately with the azithromycin, with this 50 milligrams of zinc. Boom, boom, and boom. I took it as soon as I thought the doctor, we're not sure. You're not sure. Watch this. Give me that drug. And I took the stuff. And you know what? The next morning, I was fine. That was fine. You feel tired a couple weeks after that, you know, on and off. But I'm telling you, by the grace of God Almighty, fine. Why don't they give that to all those poor people in the nursing homes, all those people that were sick? Could someone answer that question for me? I ask objectively. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there. You know, Deb, we got the medicine. We just, it's like they don't want to use it. It's like they, it's you know, all they can tell, shut down. Don't see your family. Don't see anybody. Don't go out. You know, I mean, how long can you do that? And thank God for President Trump coming up with Operation Warp Speed. Second week in December, the vaccine's coming out. Will you take? I'll be the first in line. I am one of those people. Will you take that? Do you think, Deb?
You know, I'm considering it. Like I said, I've never had a flu shot, but I'm considering it.
I know. I mean, I'm like this. Hello, Joe Piscopo. There's my arm. Give it to me, baby. You know what, though?
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes what people want to say, wait for the second, what they're saying the second generation. You know, the second generation of the vaccine. I don't know. I'll take it right now. I'm ready. You know, I don't know. But we'll see what happens. And at least they have it. 6:52, Joe on the radio, Deb on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
Since I've been taking it, I can actually wear a pair of sandals because the pain sometimes would be so bad, I would never wear a pair of sandals. Now I can drive the car with sandals. My feet don't hurt me. I used to go to bed at night and my feet used to keep me up all night long. No more. My feet haven't bothered me since I've been taking this. I could even walk barefoot, which I could never do before. I really feel great. I really, really do. I feel like I used to feel, you know?
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
After 25 years of building websites for all kinds of companies in many different industries, AmericanEagle.com realized a well-designed website is also your best employee. bringing efficiency, revenue, production, showing up every day, giving above and beyond to increase your bottom line. That's what a website designed, developed, and hosted by AmericanEagle.com has brought to so many clients. An AmericanEagle.com website is a 24/7 branding exercise, building rapport and thus brand equity while you sleep. Companies like WeatherTech have relied on AmericanEagle.com's website design and development and hosting capabilities for years. When some of the world's top brands need a reliable company to prepare their sites for high traffic events, who do they call? AmericanEagle.com. Their clients have come to rely on them for a full line of website services, from consulting and strategy to digital marketing, hosting, and maintenance. Give the team at AmericanEagle.com a call today. 1-877-WEB-NOW. The number one is the number. AmericanEagle.com is the website. 1-877-WEB-NOW-1 is the number.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds and some sun at times today. Breezy and milder this afternoon. Our high today, 56. And tonight, cloudy with periods of rain arriving after midnight, low 49 to 53. Some fog around late tonight and into Thanksgiving morning. Otherwise, Thanksgiving Day will be cloudy and mild with periods of rain and drizzle. And a high up to 62. For Friday, cloudy to at times partly sunny and still mild, high near 60. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, telling you about the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. They put their decades of employment law experience and business litigation experience on the line for its clients. Whether it's in New York or New Jersey, the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm represents employees as well as businesses, in the everyday employment law and business litigation disputes which occur. I wouldn't even know what to do. I'm just so careful when I'm, I was telling you we're going to do this Frank Sinatra thing, so I got to hire all the cats, you know. I got to hire the band. And I want to make sure everything's all right. But now with the pandemic, what are you liable for, right? And if you're an employee, what can you get? You don't know. All you got to do is call the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm, ASAP, at 844-4-BJB-LAW. You know, I'm telling you, you could ask for Mark Garber. Say, look, I heard you on Piscopo's show, and they do the show every night, by the way, with Kevin McCullough, 5 to 6 p.m. Listen to the shark. I love that. And you could also call 844-4-BJB-LAW. So, you know, if any employment-related matters require addressing at your place of business, you know, or if you're looking for a job and you're not sure what you're eligible for, or if you've had a problem with an employer, what you're eligible for. I'm telling you, this pandemic has caused a mess. Listen to the guys at AM 970, The Answer, 5 to 6 p.m. And Mark Garber is on the air from the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm, and he will help navigate you through any problems that you have at work. And whether you're an employee or an employer, tune in weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Listen to the shark or call 844-4-BJB-LAW.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 656. Let me grab Mike in Jersey, if I can, real quick on the phone. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling this early. Got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing?
Awesome, Joe. Good morning. I just want to wish you and your crew a happy Thanksgiving. And hands down, Joe, the best radio station, radio program on the air.
Oh,
so,
thank you, Mike.
God bless. Have a great Thanksgiving.
God bless. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mike, too. We cherish you listening most of all and appreciate it that you tune into us. I know there's a lot to go on. And I'm telling you, there's not a lot of places to go that we can that make sense or that will talk to you honestly or give you the respect, give you the benefit of the doubt that you know what you're talking about. You know, I mean, we talk about news. I said to Joseph Billy, I said, how's the news going? And he goes, well, I talked to Doc Severinsen last night. So this is the searing news. You were talking to Doc Severinsen from The Tonight Show?
Of course.
It's good.
Who else? What other Doc Severinsens are there in America?
I'm asking about what's happening with the election.
The pandemic.
Who's on the show?
Doc Severinsen, 93 and still going strong.
Will you get him on the show, please? I'd love to get him on the show. When I did The Tonight Show, I played with Doc Severinsen and The Tonight Show Band. I'll tell you right now. I played the drums with Doc Severinsen. Tonight Show Band is spectacular. Thrill of my life, I got to tell you. Bring him on the show, Joe, anytime. Meantime, we do have Gianno Caldwell, my buddy, on Stephen Moore. How about that? And we're going to go to Frankie Fusaro, Maureen, and all-around good guy from the Forum Group. Rudolph Giuliani has some news to break on the program this morning at 9 o'clock. Sheriff Sean Golden. Sean's doing a great job as sheriff down in Monmouth County. And the one, the only Academy Award-nominated actor, the man from the Bronx, epitomizing everything great about the Bronx, Chaz Palminteri with Joe Piscopo. Coming right back at you.